Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Noted author Robert J. Rosenbaum of the popular Western Slope Mystery Series spent his first 10 years in Portland, Oregon, followed by years in New England, a year in England, and over 25 years in Texas, and now living on Colorado's Western Slope for 24 years. Along the way, he acquired a BA from Yale, a PhD in history from the University of Texas at Austin, with a specialty in the American West. He's taught at four universities. He's also been, at various times, a construction laborer, a house painter and roofer, political speechwriter, chief of a volunteer fire department, and manager of a mountain community forest, among other jobs. His writing style blends realized, fictitious characters with a twist of real history and threads of knowledge from his deep research of each subject, coupled with rich life experiences. His 2 decades-plus on Colorado's Western Slope provides him a perspective for writing about the area. Back with us on This Week in America, Robert J. Rosenbaum, author of the Western Slope Mystery Series, including the first novel, The Raid, More Than a Body Ought to Bear, and now Mountain Murder, High Country Mayhem. Welcome back to This Week in America, Robert. A pleasure to have you back with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So much to talk about with the series and all the books that you've written. We'll start with The Raid. This could be ripped from the headlines today, talking about government intervention, all types of issues. What was the basis? Why did you write The Raid?
Well, it's a real raid that started it. A DEA raid on a friend of mine, Gary. And it went down pretty much as described in the beginning of the novel. They came in during milking, handcuffed the workers to the stanchions, rounded up the families of the Mexican workers, and just essentially messed up the whole operation. I don't know if you know, but if you want to dry a milk cow off, the way you do is you stop milking her. And so the production, it took the owner of the dairy, Jess Grett, by the way, took Jess from Labor Day to after the new year to get his production up to what it had been before the raid. And he had, and that's a lot of lost money because he has a pretty big operation. And he had no recourse for that or the damage that the raid, participants in the raid did to the various dwellings of the workers. But I got to thinking about it and thought, what if it was worse? And that's what the raid is about. The raid and then things that went on afterwards that I made up. It is fiction, after all. And the whole denuamo is completely fictional. But mainly I was at the time when I wrote it, I was still living in Texas and had bought my Colorado property in the mountains and was up visiting it over Labor Day weekend and had stopped in at a friend's house about a mile from my brother's house, his hog farm. And, to have a beer, actually. But all the people there were talking about was the raid at the dairy the day before, or maybe 2 days before. So I had plenty of time to think about it. And in Austin, Texas, which is where I was living at the time, I was the speechwriter for a statewide elected official. There's no shortage of attorneys. And so I would check with attorneys about this situation, and they turned me on to the whole concept of sovereign immunity and so forth. In other words, the king, that is the government, can do no wrong. When you start reading the law and examples in it, and you see this happens quite a bit where they make the wrong raid, because they incidentally they didn't find any drugs at the dairy.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't find any drugs. They really created havoc with him financially. His wife goes through mental issues because of this. His world is left shattered. And there was no recourse. You mentioned sovereign immunity. That's something that you'll read about in the book, and it's actually the law. It's such a chilling story that took place. And the involvement of the sheriff. Talk about the sheriff, because he's sort of running his own investigation to find out what happened, isn't he?
Well, he gets involved in the raid, but he, he's a good, decent man, and he thought, there's something wrong here.
Yes.
And ultimately, although he and Jake, my protagonist, are not working hand in hand until the very end, they're both trying to figure out how the heck did this happen? Why did they Gret Berry get picked? So forth. And the thing here, as I said, once you get past the raid and the immediate aftermath of that, then this is where the novelist takes over.
And an accomplished novelist, you tell a great story, and you keep us up late at night, because as we're reading, we really don't want to put the book down. We want to see what's going to happen next. And this is the first in the series. The series is the Western Slope Mystery Series by Robert J. Rosenbaum. His website, robertjrosenbaum.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. Links on our website. Information there on the other books in the series, The Bank Job, Blood and Water by Fire This Time, and Mountain Murder, which we'll talk about here in a few seconds. I talk about writing this series. When you wrote The Raid, did you know this was going to be the first of a series of books?
I had no idea of that. But what happened was I like to read detective fiction.
Yes.
And I got to liking my characters. And I thought, well, let's try them on another adventure. After I'd written this and I got to liking the characters, I said, well, let's try another adventure. And one of the things I wanted to do, because one of the key things with good detective fiction is that if they're not ethnography, they're at least travel literature. They take you to a place where the reader to a place where, yes, they haven't been. You know, whether it's Ian Rankin's Edinburgh or Peter Bowen's Montana Métis culture or whatever. And so I got to thinking about what the next one, and The Bank Job, the impetus for that was the actual bank robbery in Creed, Colorado, where the perpetrators, a man and a woman, escaped west, came down Slum Gullion Pass, went through what's now Lake City, and disappeared. And it was a wintertime situation, and disappeared into the wilderness, and were ultimately found dead, officially addressed as a suicide, joint murder-suicide kind of thing. And I thought, well, we could start with that. Among other things, it would involve the Ute Ranch. I'm going to say this is not a reservation, it's a ranch in the area. So I could get that in, and I could have a forest fire, when I was volunteer fire chief when that happened, when this happened, so I've been well aware of fire danger. And also the Blue Mesa Reservoir in Colorado, which is created by damming up the Gunnison River, caused an awful lot of old homesteaders and ranches and farmers' places to go underwater. I don't know what the compensation was, but I thought we could have a person be annoyed about that as well. So those were the elements that I brought to the bank job. And then I wanted to do something about Colorado water law in the third one. So I got with my lawyer's partner, who happened to be the water judge for the 6th District in Colorado, and asked if he had any ideas. And he told me about the cornerstone development up on the top of the Uncompahgre Plateau, golf course community. And this was money put in by a bunch of Texans. And it was a golf course community, the plan to be, where they figured no problem irrigating the golf course because it was right on the on this pretty significant stream, the Horsefly Creek. But they didn't know water law, and the first irrigation rights on Horsefly were about 100 years old, and no water, because of evaporation and cracks, no water, no additional permit had been used. So that this meant that the developers had to buy chlorinated water from Montrose and pipe it up 10 miles to spread on their golf course. And he said, Aaron said, do you think you can do anything with that, Bob? And I said, well, yeah, let me think about it. And that started what ultimately was the impetus for the next two books, both Blood and Water, and then Fire Next Time was sort of a wrap up on that one. Yes. And then I was to get to Mountain Murder, which I could see you're prompting me to do. I thought, well, now what do we do? And one of the things is, if you're using Colorado public lands winter and summer, that there's snowmobiling with engines, with motorized vehicles, whether it's a boat, a snowmobile, or a four-wheeler, they've all got to be registered with the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department. And they'll fine you if they catch you using a vehicle that's not registered. And that's how the Mountain Murder starts, with guys who kill a parks ranger who wanted to see their papers. And these guys were, again, from Texas, and they were part of essentially a gun running crew that they head off all over, which involves a lot of work. And I need to point out that the sheriff is a key figure in all of these books.
Yes, C.W. Blankenship.
Excuse me?
Yeah, C.W. Blankenship. That's a character that we see through all of these, and he's not the sheriff anymore in Mountain Men, is he?
where he gets wounded, seriously wounded at the end of the raid. But because he's been sheriff for so long, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation asked him to be a, quote, consultant, unquote, for the Western Slope, which means he sort of keeps going on like he's sheriff, except for the whole county, because that's what he's up for the whole sort of Western Slope, because that's what he knows how to do. And it seems to work, at least. I haven't gotten any complaints from the real Colorado Bureau of Investigation yet, although maybe they don't know about the series. I'm not sure. But in any event, you know, it is fiction, after all. You know, I don't use I don't use very many real places or the names of real people.
Well, he relies on a lot of his friends, doesn't he, to get him through this investigation in Mountain Murder. It's fascinating to see him work and what he does and the twist and the turns that go into solving this. This is an excellent book. It's all of these are available, and it's a great series. You can buy the five of these and have hours of great entertainment in following this. Robert Rosenbaum, R-O-S-E-N-B-A-U-M, is the author. It's the Western Slope Mystery Series. His website, very simple, his name, robertjrosenbaum.com. Book available, Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, the publisher, Barnes & Noble, all of those places. Books available, information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned this, you live in that area, you write about that area. What's that like? What kind of response do you get? Is there any negative, or is it all very positive that you're calling light on the Western Slope?
Nobody has told me anything negative to my face. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. One thing is that you know, as I said, it's a fictionalized version. Names change, I even change geography if it's convenient. But the folks who have read them, or at least have read one or two, say something to me about it are all very favorable. So I figure, okay, if it's not broke, don't fix it, and I'm keeping on.
Well, and you've got a sixth book, I understand, that's on its way to the publisher right now. Basically, what's that story about?
That's because I've been, you know, you read about all of these mass shootings around the country.
Yes.
It's called Ambush, Not Forgotten, Not Forgiven, is the subtitle.
Ah, I like that.
And it's about a shooting that takes place at a mountain community very similar to the one in which I lived for 20 years, at their annual 4th of July picnic fire department fundraiser. Several people were wounded, a number of people were hurt, and you know, the big question is who did it and what the hell were they trying to accomplish with something like that?
Yes.
And it goes through all of the various kinds of long-term animosities that could have just festered over the years as the ranch, which became the community, the mountain community, was put together. And so that's basically, I mean, it was just a way to get it, a way to take something that hits the headlines today and go back into my theme of what's going on in this area, what has gone on in this area. And so, you know, we'll see how that goes. But that's what this sixth one is all about.
That should be available reasonably soon. And you can follow that by going to Robert's website, robertjrosenbaum.com. Order the books there. You'll be able to see when new books come out. A couple of minutes left in the program. You're obviously still very prolific. How much time do you set aside time every day to write? How often do you write?
Well, when I've got something to write about, I write 5 or 6 days a week. For every writer that I know has a limit of how much they can write per day and still be able to get down and write again the next day. My limit is 4 hours. If I go over 4 hours, then I'm shot for 3 or 4 days.
Interesting.
So I tend to write, you know, from 9 to noon, get 3.5 hours in. Of course, a lot of it spent looking out my window. And it generally takes me not quite a year to write a book, which makes me one of the slow detective series writers, I guess.
Well, you've got a great window to look out and a great view to look out. I just love the video of this. You'll see on YouTube. Go to our website. You'll see the YouTube video that we're doing via Skype with Robert. The series is All Set, Western Slope Mystery Series, the umbrella name for 5, soon 6 books to be out. Bob, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us when number 6 is out shortly. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us once again.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure. Robert Rosenbaum is our guest. This book, well, actually the first in the series, The Raid, we talked about, More Than a Body Ought to Wear, and book number 5, Mountain Murder, High Country Mayhem. Book number 6 coming out shortly. Watch for that. Our thanks to URLink Publishing, the publisher for the Western Slope Mystery Series, for once again arranging our conversation with Robert and his website. Very simple. His name, robertjrosenbaum.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.